USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign two more executive orders Friday. One focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped in a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th, may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Taking a look at another one of President Biden's executive actions is USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium. The extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than obviously 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2020, President Trump published 69 executive orders. As of Thursday afternoon, President Biden has signed 17 executive orders so far, with more expected on Friday. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Biden's cabinet confirmation hearings continue. USA Radio News' Wendy King takes a look at the transportation secretary position.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's conference championship time in the National Football League. Both games will be played Sunday at 3:05 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be at the Green Bay Packers on Fox. Then at 6:40 p.m., the Buffalo Bills are at the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.